Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in the studio. I'm here, motherfucker. Better believe that, dog. I'm in the building. I'm definitely in the goddamn building, nigga. What up? It's your boy Knowledge. A million truths, goddammit. I'm telling you about things you don't even know. Questions you be asking yourself. Need to get it together, man. This is what it is, bro. No games. Coming all the way, man, from the Gen City, bro. You know what I do. That's where I hail from, you know what I'm saying? That's my stomping ground. That's what the fuck I represent, man. Don't ask me twice. Let's remember that shit. But that don't mean nothing, nigga, because there's fucked up niggas everywhere, dog. And, you know, I'm going to talk about you, nigga. You did some fuck shit, nigga. You going to hear that. Right? Like this. Felt like that. Would have felt like that, man. Keep it real. I'd have felt like that, man. Felt like that nobody fuck with you, bro. Then you reflect. Yeah. You get to looking at yourself. Game plans on what you gonna do to make shit different, bruh. Countless notes and posts and, you know what I mean, conversations with people, man, that really ultimately lead to nothing, man. Other, you know what I'm saying, excuse why the road is too hard or too strong, nigga, to try to change that shit. But I'ma keep it real with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I can take that pain. I can take it. Yeah, I got something called wisdom, man. And my mom told me, don't never tell nobody about you. Let them see for themselves. So what I'm going to do is, I know millions and billions of everybody on the planet sitting and ask themselves questions all the time. Right? Yeah. I'm going to give you the answers, bro. And you may be like, you don't know me, but I know you. I may have never shaken your hand or nothing, but I know you. I know your energy. Yeah. It's going to be exciting when I show you what time it is. It's going to be truly exciting. Well, let's go ahead and skip the juice and let's get to the real deal on what's going on. You feel me? First off, a million truths, man. I came up with a million truths because I was like, you know, I see a lot of shit. I see a lot of things. I see people do a lot of stuff. I see people fall victim to setups. I see people subconsciously set people up just because of their self-hatred. All types of things, man. You know? And I done read a lot of books. I have. Not a whole lot. I skim through them. I'm the type of person, I catch it, it's gone. You know? And I watch people. and I watch people's actions. And I know what they do. I mean, to tell you, man, because it get real, bro. It get real. First off, the truth is, don't nobody like you, bro. Don't nobody like you. Now, how can I say some shit like that, man? I'm explaining that shit, too. You feel me? Let's get to it. No interruptions. No interruptions. Yeah. First of 1,000, 1,000 honest things to say to somebody. How you doing is one. One of the million truths is, like I said, don't nobody like you. And to say that, you got to be able to back that up. And I got an opinion just like everybody else, so I'm going to back that up. But now, when I say don't nobody like you, sit back and really think. How many people really just like you? Everything about you, the honest you. We all put on a different mask depending on who we around or who we spending time with. We all can agree on that. Whether you say you being you or not, you know what I mean? It's a different zone, it's a different energy, it's a different vibe when you're around different people. But you're not totally you. You're that piece of you that suffices to make you comfortable for the person that you're around. And that person likes you because of that. If you ask a person, hey, man, why you like me? Most people probably can't even motherfucking tell you. The ones that do, first thing they're going to say is, because of you. You know what I'm saying? And if you follow by saying, well, what is it about me? It's going to be what you can contribute to the relationship. Not because it's you, but what you can contribute to that rapport, to that relationship with that person. You feel me? Now, to get on some other shit, I see a lot of dumbass shit, man. I watch politics. A lot of people like, this person going to win, that person going to win. Man, you don't even know. You catch the news in the morning and you watching one specific TV channel want to show you, man. You know what I mean? Don't nobody do homework. That's what's wrong. You go to school for 12 years, 13 for real, probably about 14 and some change, starting from here, start all the way through. But you taught to investigate, man, to research. You motherfuckers ain't even researching. Y'all running around because the nigga said, fuck it, take the squiggly line off the jeans, put some wings on it. Charge a nigga $800. Now, where the fuck in your mind did a nigga in the hood now, poverty-stricken neighborhood, why would you sell your jeans for $800, man? You setting up every nigga out there that's getting money if he getting it illegally. Being a hater, bro. Quit being a motherfucking hater, man. Quit making music, talking about destroying kids and shooting up schools and taking all kind of joy. Y'all niggas is crackheads, man. Fucking crackheads, dog. And you promoting that shit like it's gangster, man. You the type of motherfucker I see behind a trash can. You just don't happen to have money and people around you that's going to kiss your ass so they can stay on the money train. But that's a different subject. About these women wearing these little ass clothes, then be salty when somebody say something to you. Now, true enough, freedom of speech, constitutional law, look that shit up, man. A person can be who they want. As long as it's not a form of nudity, a person can wear what they want, man. But you also got to understand that there's certain genres that have been embedded, taught to each and every one of us to give a depiction of the characteristic of a person based on what they wear. Think I'm lying? I'm going to tell you how. If you see a person in a suit, you automatically respond, yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. You automatically assume that that person is in a position of authority or a high-ranking official within a job hierarchy, right? You see a man walk up to you in some baggy jeans, pants hanging off his butt, latest tennis shoes, $200, a little chain, watch necklace, 4 or 5 rings on the 10 fingers that he do got, you know what I'm saying? Earrings in his ear the size of damn donuts, and a bunch of waves in his hair with a baseball cap on, and gold teeth with diamonds in it, and you say he's a thug, and this person could be worth more than a person in a suit. This person with the baggy jeans could be the person that's about to give you a job or that'll give you a job opportunity later on in life. This person, you understand what I'm saying? We use judgment. And a lot of times we judge based off how somebody told us to judge. If you don't have a big house, white fence, and a dog, you are not this type of person. That might be true. Nigga, fuck who you are for real when it come down to me because I'm worried about my own happiness. My own family's happiness. If you want a big white house with a fence and a little dog, then go get that shit. I'm not going to stand in your way. But don't stand in my way if I want more than what you got because you feel I'm less than you. See, that's when the real hating begins. See, motherfuckers crazy, man. For real, you do everything in your power. Now, I ain't perfect. Let's get that shit in the open. I ain't perfect. All I'm doing is giving you my opinion on shit and answering some questions that some of you motherfuckers really be thinking, man. You wonder why people talk to you the way they do. You might want to sit back and think about what the fuck it is that you do. How do you come off to people? You know what I'm saying? It's a process of growing up from a child to an adult, man, where you stare in the mirror and you figure out you. You figure out the person that you're going to bring out to the world every day as an example of who you want them to see you as. So, you cannot get upset when people's opinion of you differs from what you believe. If a dude tell you, damn, you ugly as fuck, okay, so what? You feel I'm ugly? That don't mean shit. It ain't going to interfere with your money. It ain't going to interfere with your life. Nothing. Everybody is not made to be attractive to everybody. You know what I'm saying? If it was, motherfuckers, there wouldn't be no reason to have a woman or to have a man. Everybody could just share it because everybody going to always be attracted to the next person. That would be quite fucking stupid. We all got reasons as to why we choose who we choose. I know some bitches that like motherfuckers that don't work, that don't do nothing, beat on them, all kind of shit. I know women who will not talk to a motherfucker unless he got a job and got some good RE credit and taking care of shit and love his mama. I mean, it's all kind of different shit out here that people fall on. You got to forgive me. I'm trying to smoke a cigarette, and I got a cold or something, but throat tore up for the last few days. I've been nauseous, all that, man. But back to the million truths, man. You can't get upset when people, man, have their own opinion. Opinions are for everybody, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's all agree to disagree on something. And we ain't got to sit there and try to figure out a way that we can be hospitable towards each other. If I know that you got a value that I don't value and I feel it's a value that's strong enough in the situation to where I don't want to be around you, then I'll just distance myself. I'm not going to purposely come around you to see what kind of face you make when I look at you. You asking for shit. You wonder why motherfuckers jumping on you, why people stay in your message box and on your page saying dumb shit and spreading rumors about you. Quit doing dumb shit. Quit having a boyfriend or a girlfriend and then sliding off and taking pictures with this motherfucker and that motherfucker if you know you're going to be embarrassed when somebody bring it to the light now. Not just doing it, but if you're going to act like you didn't when you're confronted with it or you're going to try to hide the shit. My mama told me that as well. Don't do nothing if you're going to be embarrassed about people knowing or finding out what you've done. So, you know, I'd have said a lot to people. I'd have done a lot. Shit, so what? That's my life. You know what I mean? And I'm not embarrassed about nothing. But back to the million truths. Why do history books change? Huh? Now, I understand that new knowledge is implicated. New technology, new findings is added. But to completely change it and take out majority of the things that was really quoted as a lie and some things quoted as the truth. Why they change it, man? I mean, the kids don't know a lot of shit. The kids don't know a lot of things, man. I see kids out of town. I ask them questions. They don't know. And I be like, they don't teach you that in school? I know grown motherfuckers that I ask questions. And I'm like, they didn't teach you that in school? They like, nah. So I'm like, damn. And people say, I'm the enemy. See, the reason I think the way I think and the reason why I know what I know and I'm handed wisdom instead of knowledge is because I wasn't consumed by the propaganda shown to brainwash you, man. When you hear brainwash, you think something bad. No, your teacher brainwash you that 2 + 2 = 4, knowing that 2 + 2 = 4 will get your ass somewhere in life with a job. So they brainwash you. Brainwashing is just a system of teaching. Get that shit right. That's why I'm opening up dictionaries, man, and just quit listening to people. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get it in. But we all brainwash each other in different factors, man. We brainwash each other into believing that other people are our enemies. We brainwash each other to believe all kind of shit, man. Let's brainwash each other to work together and let's get this shit. We a country, man. We a country, and we act like we got three or four different countries within one. What the fuck is up with that, man? You know what I'm saying? We can't work together to get some shit done as a unit to show other countries, like, hey, man, we strong. We show that we weak, man. For real. Don't nobody want to bring out the question until some bullshit pop off. Don't nobody want to hold nobody accountable. Nobody want to ask questions. And I understand, man, that they come get you. They do. Let's keep that shit real. Motherfuckers come get you, man. They get in your life. All kind of shit. Expose your embarrassing things all over the internet. Anything about you, man, to discredit your character to people. But what people fail to realize when they do that is they just show that this person is a regular motherfucker. He ain't this big out crazy motherfucker that they're trying to depict, but just an average person who does get on websites, who does, you know what I'm saying, engage in alcohol sometime, or who does do whatever the fuck they do. You understand me? That's just another depiction that the person is a person, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I could tear into y'all ass all day about this shit, bruh. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a commercial, man. Y'all need to get ready for Olivia's Kitchen coming out this summer. I done seen the menu. The menu is fucking crazy, man. It's on fire. I'm talking about shrimp. I'm talking about fried chicken. I'm talking about anything that you want that you can eat, man. That's going to have you out here feeling like, let's go get it. Hey, man, it's something about that beat make me want to rip up that mic. I see it's a lot of rappers out here locally, too. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? To get off this million truths real quick, that's a million truths for your ass, too. It's a lot of independent entrepreneurs out here, man. Big ups to everybody trying to do something for themselves, man, no matter what it is, bro. You hear me? No matter what it is. Big ups to you, man. Keep your head above water. Don't let this bullshit get you. Hey, man, nigga need to reach out and get that Vicks vapor rub, keep from all this coughing. But, yeah, big ups to everybody doing something positive, man, even if you're putting up with some shit you don't like, you know what I mean? That's 1,000 truths, man, that's a million truths, and that's 1,000 honest things to say to somebody, man. Big ups for sticking to what you believe in, man, and doing what the fuck it is you got to do, you understand me? Now, we're going to get back to this motherfucking a million truths, bro. I mean, truths, what do it make you think about? You know what I'm saying? Do it bring forward ideas and thoughts? I mean, you know, ideas and thoughts of your life and the effects that it has resulted. You know what I'm saying? That has resulted from those ideas and those thoughts that you used to have. You know what I mean? Ask yourself. How many questions do you actually ask yourself? And you don't come up with no answers, so you say that's the way it is. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to give you answers. You think I'm job, call in and ask me. I'm going to tell you some shit, but you got to be ready to hear it, man. You know, I'm speaking on what's given to me that can't be learned, and that's wisdom. Wisdom. No movie shit. No surprise ghost backup, you know what I'm saying, with money to brainwash nothing, man. If I could brainwash you, trust me, I'll brainwash you to work together as a country, as a unit. That's the beautification of the planet. all the different diversities, all the different derivations, ethnic backgrounds. Come on, man. See what I mean? White people, you get tired looking at white people all the time. You get tired looking at white people in your neighborhood all the time. That's why you be creeping down to the local bars and strip clubs and all the other shit, man, where you swear on everything you don't want to be. Because it's exciting. It's new. That don't mean you got to go down there and turn up and fuck up and everything else. You can still have some fun. It's all about you. You understand me? Look at my Italian. My Italian was beautiful. I think all the invasions of women are beautiful. That's just me, you know. My girl tell me, she say, I ain't never met nobody so into women. Shit. What's wrong with these niggas? I love women. Tall, short, thick, thin. What's happening? You know what I mean? Come back to another motherfucking million truths, man. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to yourself. See, what I come across to understand is when you truly admit to yourself who you are, you can go further. That's the point of ascension. A lot of people cannot ascend because they hold themselves back. Like a motherfucker told me, man, you understand? You in your own way. You in your own way. You feel me? If it's been 5 years, this motherfucker's still doing the same dumbass shit, added with some new shit, he ain't gonna change. Walk on. Why are women so afraid to walk away from men? Why are men so afraid to walk away from women? Oh, some real shit. A lot of people be blasting out on women. Nigga, shit, and then men be fucking up too now. You feel me? You know this girl, look at this woman as her sister. As her sister. They talk to each other about all the embarrassing shit, man. They laugh, giggle, all that little crazy shit women do. You know, that's the things that make them beautiful. But you go and use the art of seduction to tempt this woman to do some shit. And then you say, oh, well, shit, she slept with me. Then if you wouldn't have never approached her, it wouldn't have never activated the feelings that she had. You know what I'm saying? A woman is attracted to a man who commit, even if you're willing to commit for 30 days and then start really fucking up. A woman is like, man, you know, that little small point of commitment is better than anything. It's better than loneliness. And we get with these women and we use them. We know that they work and they call no juvie cases because they had some fucking sense when they was growing up. So we try to get in their pockets. Oh, baby, I need this. I need that. You jacking off half the shit that they give you. Man, it's a bunch of shit, man. You know what I mean? Now, some niggas do get their shit. And then they go get it. They girl hook them up and they make that shit happen, whether it's illegal or legal. Some cats really do go get on the bus and go look for their job. Some cats stop downtown, hang out, nigga, buy a bag and talk shit all day. Let's just keep it real, nigga. You know what I'm saying? In my vision now, my opinion, how the fuck I'm supposed to respect you? How you feel I'm supposed to respect you if you can't respect yourself enough to take care of yourself? Yeah, check that out. To take care of yourself. So if you can't take care of yourself, you're essentially killing yourself correctly. If you're not caring for yourself, you're hurting yourself. It's either or, ain't no in the middle. Right? So if you're already hurting yourself, why you get so mad if I hurt you? Why you get so mad if somebody else hurt you? Huh? Cause you a little sucker, man. We just keeping that shit real. You a little sucker. You hurt yourself, but then you get mad when somebody else try to hurt you. Right? You run around and you shoot at people. You do all kind of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And then when the shit get done to you, it's a problem. You know what I mean? I don't know if a lot of y'all motherfuckers hit to that little TV show they used to have back in the day called Boardwalk Empire. Man, the dude, Jim Darmody, said the realest shit. He said, you can't be no in-between gangster. Either you are or you not. Now, you need to understand what a gangster is. Everybody got their own definition to what a gangster is. So we really can't sit here and say who right and who wrong. You understand what I'm saying? But even in the animal kingdom, animals only fuck with animals that deal directly with what they got going on to ensure their survival. Why go to the club looking for a motherfucker who ain't got as much money as you so you can clown them? Why? That's stupid as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Why go get money and then come back and flaunt it in front of everybody who ain't got no money and don't try to share the money unless you're giving the motherfucker a pack or something. You know what I'm saying? And you feel like you're doing something. You call yourself a boss, man. Hey, you niggas, man, this shit crazy. Motherfuckers be, I hear that shit all the time. That's why I be listening to you niggas' music. So motherfuckers be like, oh, I'm a boss. A boss. Hey, a motherfucking boss break his back to make sure his people are taken care of. Not the motherfuckers he grew up around, but his people. Everybody. The entire civilization. Not to look at you as you the person to take direction from, but you a person who care. You a person who give a fuck about everybody else, no matter how they stepping out here, bro. See, you niggas need to get a grip on what the fuck that hating shit is, man. You understand me? A million truths, man. A million truths, bro. I can go all day with this shit. You understand? Yeah. People do so much shit, bro. So much shit. It's ridiculous. And I use the vocabulary I use because everybody can understand what I'm talking about. Now, ain't that some shit? So, if I use a certain vocabulary, a lot of people won't have no idea as to what the point is I'm trying to get across. It's about communication. It's about communication. Communication breeds togetherness. Like Joe Clark said in Lean On Me, determination is not the enemy of enthusiasm. Remember how he said that shit? This show about to draw to a close, man. Hope you learned something, heard something that's going to get you back, man. Pass the word. Share, like it, man. Facebook, tweet, whatever, man. Check it out. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? The next show going to be tomorrow, going down for y'all. Might be early, might be late. Stay up for the update, man. That's all I can give you, bro. Let's get it.